Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Calm Over Chaos. Today's episode is all about something we could all use a little help with. Managing those pesky emotions that sometimes feel like they're running the show. Ever feel like your happiness hinges on some external event? Like, I'll be happy when, you know that feeling when you get caught up in the whirlwind of stress, anxiety, or even just plain old frustration, and it feels like you're being dragged around by an invisible force. Well, guess what? You're not alone. This is a common human experience, but it doesn't have to rule your life. Stoicism offers some seriously powerful tools to help us navigate these emotional storms and actually gain control over how we react to them. We're talking about building resilience, finding inner peace, and creating a more fulfilling life all by mastering our own emotional landscape. Here are 5 key takeaways that can totally transform your relationship with emotions. 1. Acknowledge your feelings. Stoicism isn't about suppressing or ignoring your emotions. It's about recognizing them, understanding their roots, and accepting them as temporary experiences. Think of it like this. Emotions are waves crashing on the shore. You could fight against the tide, but it's ultimately going to wear you down. Instead, learn to surf those waves. Notice the emotion, name it, and then let it flow through you without getting swept away by it. 2. Separate facts from opinions. This one is huge. We often get caught up in thinking our emotions are objective truths about the world, but they are actually just interpretations based on our experiences and beliefs. Say you miss a promotion, that's a fact. Feeling devastated and like a failure? That's an opinion. You can acknowledge the facts while choosing how to interpret them. Remember, your thoughts and feelings are not always reality. 3. Focus on what you can control. Stoicism emphasizes focusing our energy on things within our sphere of influence, our actions, our thoughts, and our responses to situations. We can't control external events like traffic jams or other people's behavior, but we can control how we react to them. Choose to respond with grace, patience, or even a little humor instead of letting those frustrations take over. 4. Practice mindfulness. This is about bringing your attention to the present moment without judgment. When you're feeling overwhelmed by emotions, take a few deep breaths, notice the sensations in your body, and focus on your surroundings. Mindfulness helps us ground ourselves and detach from the emotional whirlwind. 5. Cultivate gratitude. It sounds simple, but shifting your focus to what you're grateful for can have a profound impact on your emotional well-being. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, even a delicious cup of coffee. Gratitude is like a superpower that helps us build resilience and find joy amidst the chaos. Okay, let's bring this all together with a real-world example. Imagine you're stuck in traffic, late for an important meeting. You start to feel frustrated, stressed, even angry. That's totally normal. Now think about how you choose to react. Do you let those negative emotions take over and stomp around like a grumpy monster? Or do you use this time to practice some of the Stoic principles we just talked about? Maybe you take a few deep breaths, listen to your favorite music, or even use this as an opportunity to call a friend and catch up. By choosing to focus on what you can control, your own actions and reactions, you can transform that frustrating situation into a chance to practice mindfulness and cultivate inner peace. Remember, managing emotions isn't about being emotionless, it's about mastering them so they don't master you. It takes practice, but the rewards are worth it. You deserve to live a life filled with calm, clarity, and purpose. So, what's one practical step you can take today to better manage your emotions? Maybe it's practicing mindfulness during your commute, journaling your feelings, or simply making a conscious effort to choose positive thoughts over negative ones. Whatever you choose, remember even small steps make a difference. Keep practicing, keep learning, and keep striving for that calm over chaos life. I'll be here with more tips and insights every day. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from it together. Let's spread the Stoic love and build a world where peace prevails.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.